with.
Oh, Nikan Keshkikashanina. This is the 351st program of the Indians for Indians Hour. Keshkikai speaking. I think I told you last week that Victor Kanubi of OBU, head of the Indian Club, that's right, you are the head of the Indian Club, aren't you? Morbid Shawnee is here, and it's Mr. and Mrs. Kanubi who will be on the program today. To their friends, it's Victor and Eileen. Just before I went on the air, some folks up at Fairfax called long distance and talked to one of the announcers, and they said that Mrs. Brian Burkhart, whose birthday is today, and they're having a little celebration in the way of a party up there, and they wanted to dedicate to, she wanted to be remembered on this program, and asked Victor about it, and so he said, well, we'll just dedicate this first song to her. And now, Victor, will you take over?
Thank you. Our first song will be My Hero. Thank you, Don. We're enjoying our trip again to your program. I hope the lady enjoyed that number.
I'm sure she did.
Well, we're happy to do it for her. Now then, I have an announcement I would like to make. It's about the program we're having at Falls Creek. Don, do you have any questions you want to ask about that assembly?
Well, yes, I can think of a whole raft of them. In fact, it could be that I'd take almost 30 minutes just to ask questions.
You know, the first time I saw Falls Creek was about 30 years ago. And I haven't been back there in almost that long. But I think you better start out and tell these folks something about it in general, and then if I think up any questions as we go along, why, I'll butt in and ask them or ask them at the end of it. So,
all right.
Tell us something
about it. What we have in mind here is the Indian Falls Creek Baptist Assembly to be held June 19th to the 25th this summer at the Falls Creek Assembly Grounds. That's near Davis, Oklahoma. The Falls Creek Indian Baptist Assembly is, we think, the largest Indian assembly of its kind in the world. It is the outgrowth of the desire of Christian Indians to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. The assembly was started in 1947 and is sponsored by the members of the Indian Baptist Churches of Oklahoma. Last summer was the first time. We had 333 to 350 Indians. This year we're hoping to have 1,000. It's located on the Oklahoma Baptist Falls Creek Assembly Grounds near Davis, Oklahoma, in the Arbuckle Mountains, 6 miles southeast of Davis. An all-weather road leads from Highway 77 to the grounds. It's to begin on Saturday evening at 7:30, June the 19th. We're expecting churches to come with their groups to camp or to borrow cabins that are already on the ground. And others who will live in the other buildings there that the assembly will be in charge of. We'll have a cafeteria on the grounds where a ticket for that can be purchased. And then we have a full-day program for all who attend, young and old, from the cradle to the grave. Each day will begin at about 6:10 in the morning, then at 7:15, we'll have special classes in music and other phases of our program, then a training class. Classes all morning, just studying and something we hope to, for the Indians to learn. And then in the afternoon is play, recreation all afternoon, softball, swimming, tennis, hiking, then other playground games that we have, as well as fellowship with others and meeting people, getting acquainted and making new friends. And then services every night with a moving picture to be shown each night. Now, do you have any questions?
Well, I think you've just about covered everything. I was wondering when you first started there and telling about all that studying you're going to do, if you was going to miss a chance to swim down there, because it is such a wonderful place to swim. I don't know, not many places in Oklahoma have that fine water.
That's right. You don't have to go out of Oklahoma to see beautiful scenery either. We have two good swimming pools down there, and it's running spring water, and it's cool.
I'll say it's cool. I tried to swim in it a few times, even in the summertime. It's getting pretty cold.
Now then, I would like to sing another song dedicating it to the Indian Sanatorium in Shawnee. Bless this house.
Bless thee.
then, Don, I'd like to make another announcement. A program we're having for Indian students on the campus of Oklahoma Baptist University to be sponsored by our Indian Club. We're calling it Indian Student Day, inviting all Indian student seniors in high schools, all Indian young people interested in a higher education, to come to our campus, and we're planning a program for you and a banquet. Maybe that'll help you to come. We'll have a dinner and be free for you. And then in the afternoon, we'll be entertained by the Bison Relays, the 12th annual Bison Relays, with the schools bringing track teams from all over the state for that track meet. But our Istijadi Club of Oklahoma Baptist University welcomes the Indian young people to come to our campus for that day. There'll be a program out at the school in the morning, then we'll take you at noon, then go out to the stadium in the afternoon. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, just a minute here. You know, if I were listening in on the radio, I might get these two things mixed up. Now, what we announced before this last song, that takes place down at near Davis, Oklahoma, and that's in June. Now, this next one you just finished announcing, this takes place in Shawnee.
In Shawnee, April the 9th.
At April the 9th, out at the Oklahoma Baptist University. Now, it's two different celebrations. Maybe I'm using the word celebration wrong there, but I mean it. Place where Indians get together. I think that's very interesting. Now, this last one you're announcing here on April the 9th, what day of the week does that come on?
That's on a Friday. April the 9th.
And you're inviting all the Indian high school students?
Uh-huh.
Seniors. What about juniors and sophomores? They're not invited.
Well, we may have a few of those, but it's mainly for the seniors.
The invitation is actually to the seniors.
Uh-huh.
I see. And you're going to have a banquet at noon?
Banquet at noon.
At noon. And in the afternoon, they're going to see this...
Bison Relays.
I see. That'll take most of the afternoon. How many schools participate in that?
Well, right now, I don't know, but there'll probably be around 30.
Oh, I see. And this program then will end when?
About
6 o'clock, so that... A person really could drive over there early Friday morning and have a big meal and have a big time in the afternoon, and then by driving a little bit late in the evening could get back home again.
That's right.
And that's a week from this coming Friday.
It's a week from this coming Friday.
I see. Well, I think that's clear, at least it is to me, and I think that I'm dumb enough to be below the average, and if it soaks into my head, why, everybody else ought to understand it. Now, what do you say, Victor?
I'd like to sing another song. One we don't hear much about, it's our state song, Oklahoma. Not the musical number, but our state song, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, 'tis the land of...
Well, Victor, I want to sort of interrupt you here just a minute to make two or three announcements. In talking a while ago with you, there was a question come up, and I find it now answered in this little pamphlet here that I was looking over while you were singing. It's about this convention down at Falls Creek near Davis. We failed to say, either Victor or I, just who you should get in touch with if you were interested and want to know something about it. I see on here it says you write to John Davis. Is that right?
Well, that's about the registration fee and the meal tickets. For information, you can write to Lewis Hancock at 1718 Broader Street, Fort Worth, Texas, or to myself in Shawnee.
As a matter of fact, Victor, I suppose that the pastors over the state in most cases will know all about this and have these booklets, won't they, little pamphlets? Is that true?
Yes, they will in the eastern half, but I don't have the names and addresses of the Indian ministers of the western half, but I'm hoping to get them, and as soon as I do, I'll send them out.
Well, you wouldn't mind people writing to you, would you, Victor?
No, that would be all right. I'd be glad to answer the letters.
If they just write to you, care OBU, wouldn't you get it?
Yes, sir.
Victor Kanubi, K-A-N-E-U-B-B-E, Victor Kanubi, care of OBU at Shawnee. I think that'll catch that. There will be a 2-week revival in Oklahoma City at the Indian Center Baptist Church at 603 West Main Street, beginning April the 4th and running through April the 18th. The evangelist will be the Reverend Marcellus Williams of Full Blood Creek. The singing will be under the direction of Herbert Franklin and the regular pastor, Sam Morris, both sacking foxes and old friends of mine. And do not forget that the third annual exhibition of American Indian painting at Philbrook Art Center in Tulsa is from May the 4th to July the 10th, and get your entries in. The All-State All-Indian Baseball Tournament will be held at Fort Cobb. The actual games will be played at Fort Cobb from June the 20th through June the 27th. And if you want to know more about this big event, you write to Jasper Cody, who is the president of the Indian Baseball Tournament Committee. You write to Jasper. He lives at Carnegie. Now, the games will be played at Fort Cobb, but Jasper lives at Carnegie, and that's where you write to find out about it, and I presume make your entries. Jasper called me this morning long distance and told me about it. I'm sure he's listening in. If I made a mistake, I'll correct it next week. We still have time. As I told you last week, the latest addition to my list of celebrations for the summer is the Dog Patch Powwow at Clinton on July the 16th, 17th, and 18th. Perhaps I should remind you that it has been the custom for the past several years for the committees in charge of big powwows to bring a group to Norman to give a program to tell you all about their celebration. Anyhow, open dates are getting scarce on the Indians for Indians Hour. Unless someone cancels, we're already booked solid for April and May with only 3 open dates in June. However, I'm holding those 3 dates for groups who wish to advertise powwows. So if you write in to ask me for one, be sure to mention that you're going to tell about some powwow in your program. And while I'm looking at the book, here's what we have on the list for April. Next week, that's April the 6th, Albert Atokney and others will be here. And I'll tell you more about that later. April the 13th, Pawnee Indian School. April the 20th, the Cheyenne and Arapaho School of Concho. April the 27th, Jim Dunlap is bringing a group of Indian students from the Morrison Public Schools. Okay, and now we'll get back and we'll hear some more from Victor. Okay, Victor, it's yours now.
Our next song is One World.
Foundation of peace.
closing, Don, I'd like to say a few words about our Indian young people. I have in mind for the next few years of my own life, helping our Indian young people to do something for themselves and for the world. That is, that they might have a higher education, prepare themselves for some field of service. You know, in the papers we read where people have been arrested for drunken driving or a murder or stealing, a robbery or any of those things, in many cases we find the names of Indians there, and it shouldn't be. And then again, we look at other headlines, and in these headlines we see where some outstanding men speak before a large audience, or a new scientist has discovered a new cure, or some lawyer has been honored for his service. But very seldom, if at all, do we see an Indian's name there. We should, not that we are any better than any others, but that we need to encourage our young people to set their goals high, to shoot high in life, that they can go out in the world, make something out of themselves, and do something for the world. I don't have in mind that we go out and do something just for ourselves or for our own tribe of people. I don't think that's the purpose even of life. I believe the purpose of life and of living today is to help one another. This song I just got through singing, One World, Built on a Firm Foundation, Built on Peace, and Built on Love. If we are to have a world of freedom, if we're to have even America where we can have peace and freedom that we want, then we've got to work together. We've got to work with others. We've got to live with others. So why not set out in this world to prepare ourselves to be of service to others, Indian young people, out serving not only the Indian people, but the white people, the Negro people, any other nationality that we might come in contact with. And I'd like to see more of our Indian people in the other and higher fields of service in our state and in our nation today. I think it is possible when our adult men and women will get behind our young people and encourage them to do something with their life. Thank you, Don, for this time and this program.
Victor, just occurs to me, were you down to Falls Creek last year?
I was down there for the Indian Assembly.
That's what I mean.
Yes,
down
sir.
There for the one we were just talking about.
Yes, sir.
That was the first one, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
How big a crowd did they have last year?
About 333.
333. Well, you know it pretty close then. did they really enjoy themselves down
yes,
there?
Yes, sir. Some of them said they'd had the best time they've ever had. They heard a lot about Falls Creek and the place, but they'd never seen anything like it nor had such a good time before.
Tell me, you said something about them camping. Do they have facilities? I mean, places where they can camp just like they do when they go out to a powwow or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, they'll
or do they have buildings to sleep in?
There's buildings there, but you have to get permission from the white churches that own the buildings, and many of our churches are doing it. Then there's camping grounds for those who want to bring their tents and put up camp, and then there'll be running water. It'll probably be right up to their camping ground, or near it anyway, so they don't have to go far for their water.
As I remember, they went way upstream and tapped one of those great big springs and brought it down in a pipe, didn't they?
Yes.
So that the fresh water all over the ground. Nice.
Yes, they have fresh water everywhere there now.
Fine drinking water. Well, I think that's rather interesting, and I hope that you really get your goal this year of 1,000 Indians down there, maybe 2,000. After this talk, we ought to scare up more than that, maybe, huh? Okay, and now, thanks a lot, Victor and Eileen, for coming over here and singing for us and telling us about these things. Now, here's the big news about next week. As many of you already know, that will be our 7th birthday. We've been on the air for 7 years. The oldest program on WNAD and with probably the largest audience, estimated at about 50 or 75,000. Anyhow, to celebrate this occasion, we will have with us Chief Albert Attockney, who was here on the first Indians for Indians broadcast, way back on the first Tuesday in April 1941. Albert tells me that he's bringing a group who will give us a very special program of old Comanche ceremonial dance songs. So you better be listening. Until then, this is Kishikai saying, hey, Nafskatcha, hey!